USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are to blame for the rising violent crime rate in the United States. That's at least according to Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who says the White House has been distracted by tax and spend schemes.
Rates of carjacking have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled in major metro areas. My hometown of Louisville set a new all-time murder record last year, 188 homicides, 24 of the victims were children.
McConnell slamming some Democrats who have pushed for defunding police departments. Federal agents in Los Angeles are securing SoFi Stadium for this weekend's Super Bowl with bomb-sniffing dogs. The TSA saying their canine program has proven effective over the years. The TSA uses 7 breeds of dogs. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.